This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado's furloughed federal workers are back on the clock today after Congress agreed to fund the government through January 30th. All of Colorado's Republicans voted for the bill. Representative Gabe Evans says Democrats held the American people hostage for 43 days.
I voted to fund the government on September 19th. We should never have gotten to this point.
Colorado Democrats voted against the deal because it fails to extend a tax credit that helps people buy health insurance. Representative Brittany Pedersen.
This is not a deal. This is something that doesn't address the urgent needs of the American people and the healthcare crisis that we're facing.
Some in the delegation are hopeful a solution for subsidies can still be achieved. Approximately 225,000 Coloradans who buy health insurance on the state exchange are seeing their premiums skyrocket for next year. Governor Jared Polis unveiled his proposal to close a nearly $850 million budget shortfall. CPR's Benta Berkland.
One of Polis's ideas is to cut Medicaid provider rates for some services. His plan would still increase Medicaid spending overall. But Polis says if the costs don't slow down, it will crowd out other critical parts of the state's budget.
We think highways and roads are important. We think public safety is important. We think agriculture is important, all the other great things that the state does. Any item that grows faster than other items is one that you look at with a magnifying glass.
Budget committee members in both parties push back against some of Polis's ideas, which serve as the starting point for a balanced state budget lawmakers must write and pass. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC. Find more Colorado news at cpr.org and krcc.org.